Welcome and Saba blessing to all the precious family that are joining us in the room. For those that are listening on other devices and later on recording, Saba blessing everyone on this Sabbath, November 9th, 2024. I hope and pray everyone can see the presentation in the room. Welcome to our dear sisters and family that are coming in. Saba blessing that. We are so glad that you are here to be able to join us. And we are going to ask our dear brother to be able to bless us once more with the Tiny Talk team song to our study. Is number 327, entitled, I'd Rather Have Jesus.
I was getting ready to say, put it up on the screen, Rob. But I had it all shrunk down to the left side, so I woke up finally. I'd rather have Jesus than silver or gold. I'd rather be his and have riches untold. I'd rather have Jesus than houses or lands. I'd rather be led by his nail-pierced hands than to be the king of a vast domain or be held in sin's dread sway. I'd rather have Jesus than anything this world affords today. I'd rather have Jesus than men's applause. I'd rather be faithful to his dear cause. I'd rather have Jesus than worldwide fame. I'd rather be true to his holy name than to be the king of a vast domain or be held in sin's dread sway. I'd rather have Jesus than anything this world affords today. He's fairer than lilies of rarest bloom. He's sweeter than honey from out the comb. He's all that my hungering spirit needs. I'd rather have Jesus and let him lead than to be Bill Gates and have a vast domain or be held in sin's dread sway. I'd rather have Jesus than anything this world affords today.
Amen. Welcome to all the dear brethren that are just coming in. We are going to ask the little ones by the help of their sibling or parents to open their section with prayer. May you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
Sabbath blessing, everybody. Thank you, God, for the Sabbath day. Because the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Six each other labor do all their work, and the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord. They respect us in the Sabbath, See, it's like the people who is in the Sabbath and not in the Sabbath. And it's just going great. Please say the Sabbath words that are about to learn. It's just going great. Amen. Amen.
Amen. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. And we will be keeping you all also in prayer, dear little ones, that y'all may feel better by God's grace. There was a story time, so let's have a listening ear, for we are going to have a new chapter today. It's chapter 22, entitled Condemned by Pilate. And our dear brother will be the one to share.
The Bible verses for our lesson today are taken from the book of Luke, chapter 23, and Matthew 27. And in Luke 23:14, it starts out, said unto them, ye have brought this man unto me, as one that perverteth the people, and behold, I have, having examined him before you, have found no fault in this man, touching the things whereof you accuse him. Nor Herod, nor yet Herod, for I sent you to him, and lo, nothing worthy of death is done unto him. I will therefore chastise him, or whip him, and release him. When he was set down on the judgment seat, his wife sent unto him, saying, have thou nothing to do with this just man, for I have suffered many things this day in a dream because of him. The Lord was trying to get to Pilate. When the Jews returned from Herod, bringing the Savior again to Pilate, he was very much displeased and asked what they'd have him do. He reminded them that he had examined Jesus and had found no fault in him. He told them that they had brought complaints against him, but that they had not been able to prove a single charge. As stated in the preceding chapter, they had taken him to Herod, who was a Jew like themselves, and he had found in him, Jesus, nothing worthy of death. But to pacify the accusers, Pilate said, in other words, to make them happier, I will therefore chastise him. I will tie him to a post and let somebody just beat his back raw with a cat of nine tails. I'll chastise him and release him. Pilate here showed his weakness. He had acknowledged that Christ was innocent. Then why should he punish him? It was a compromise with Rome. The Jews never forgot this thought all the trial. They had intimidated the Roman governor and now pressed their advantage until they secured the condemnation of Jesus. The multitude clamored more loudly for the life of the prisoner. While Pilate was hesitating as to what to do, there was brought to him a letter from his wife, which read, have thou nothing to do with this just man, for I have suffered many things this day in a dream because of him. Pilate turned pale at this message, but the mob became more urgent as they saw his indecision. This is taken from the story of Jesus, pages 133 and 134. We must be decided when it comes to truth versus error and justice versus injustice. Thank you.
Thank you so much, dear brother, and welcome back. And to all our dear brethren. So next Sabbath, we will be reviewing our first part of our lesson entitled Condemned by Pilate in our tiny thought lesson book, The Story About Jesus. And that will take place November 16, 2024. Dear ones, this is the time that we will share with Tiny Tots parents and also the little ones and our guests. Precious lesson in God's creation through nature. We are still in our topic, Mammals of the Bible. So let's have a listening ear, little ones. And we are going to pass it to our dear brother to share.
South blessings, blessings everyone. Today's what we'll be continuing in with more mammals of the Bible lessons. Our Bible verse is for our lesson in our topic, Mammals of the Bible, taken from Matthew chapter 7 and from FBL Year 2 Core 4 Lesson 4, sermon, verses 24 to 25 says, "Wherefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I'll liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the wind blew and beat upon that house. It fell not, for it was founded upon a rock." In today's lesson will be lesson 5, the deer's body. In the memory verse again for this lesson is Psalm 75:10. "All the horns of the wicked also will I cut off, but the horns of the righteous shall be exalted." And the character quality of the story is self-control versus self-indulgence. Self-control is control of one's emotions, desires, or actions by one's own will being empowered by the Holy Spirit. Okay, here's the lesson. Nature, or the deer's body. A mammal has these characteristics. One, they're warm-blooded. Two, if they have a backbone. Three, two pairs of limbs. Four, more complete covering of hair. Five, it feeds its babies with milk. Six, most give their young protection and training. And seven, mammals have a larger, more well-developed brain than other mammals. Deer are mammals. Try to remember the 7 points that make a deer a mammal. Females feed their fawns or calves milk made by their bodies. This milk is very rich. It contains 3 times as much fat and proteins as cow's milk. This rich diet makes the fawn grow very fast. The rich milk of the deer can remind us of the rich spiritual milk of God's Word, especially that contained in the Sermon on the Mount. Spiritual growth will be rapid as we take in its principles. In fact, there is so much spiritual nutrition in this demonstration that we could reach spiritual maturity if we had nothing else to eat. Like all mammals, deer are warm-blooded. That is, their body temperature stays the same regardless of the surrounding temperatures. Deer have a coat of fur that helps keep their bodies warm in cold weather. You will notice that all deer have long, thin legs and are very good runners. Deer move their legs quickly as they take long strides. A deer's foot has 2 center toes. Each of the 2 toes are protected by a hard covering called a hoof. The Bible calls this being cloven-footed. A deer runs on tiptoe with a springing run. God designed the body of the deer so that it can leap covering great distances and heights. It can remind us of how he will help us to overcome. "Then shall the lame man, crippled in character, leap like a hart," Isaiah 35:6. To be able to leap requires great strength and self-control. The speed of deer runs help them escape predators or enemies. A white-tailed deer can run up to 40 miles or 64 kilometers per hour. It can leap 15 to 20 feet or 4.6 to 6.1 meters forward. We can escape our enemy, the devil, by building our house called a character on Jesus, the solid rock. "Deliver thyself as a roe from the hand of the hunter, who, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour." Proverbs 6:5, 1 Peter 5:8. parts of the deer's mouth are made to help them tear off leaves and twigs and grass to eat while being alert for enemies. It has large eyes on the sides of the head, but the ears and nose usually are the first to warn them of danger. God gave the deer special eyes that can see close up and far away at the same time. This way it can see what it is eating while it is scanning the distance for enemies. The location of the eyes high on the head make it possible for deer to see almost completely around itself. The deer show the character quality of cautiousness. They can remind us how important it is for us to watch and pray that we enter not into temptation and lose our self-control. I think the writer put that question mark as by mistake, because this is meant to be a statement, not a question. And continuing. The antlers are bones growing out of the deer's skull. This hard bone is made with very sharp points and becomes a dangerous weapon. Antlers are a little like horns. In the Bible, horns are used as symbols of power. It was in Jeremiah 48:25. Male deer use their antlers to fight over males during mating season or for leadership of a herd. The fighting is more like a pushing and shoving contest between males. It is rare that a deer would use its antlers to slash another deer. Deer living in mild or cold climates lose their antlers before winter and in the spring grow a new set. The way the deer lose their antlers, or horns, can remind us of how wicked lose their characters because they have not built on Christ. All the horns of the wicked also lie cut off, but the horns of the righteous shall be exalted. Psalm 75:10, our memory verse. New antlers are soft and tender while they are growing quickly. A thin layer of skin grows over the antlers, which helps them develop. This layer of skin is called velvet. Do you know why? It is covered by short, fine hairs that make it look velvety. When the antlers reach full size, the velvet dries, and the deer rids itself of it by rubbing the antlers against a tree, a bush, or the ground. The antlers have branches that end in points or prongs called tines. Different deer have different shaped antlers. Moose and caribou have flat, broad antlers. The antlers of the deer give them a noble, dignified look. They are like their crown. They remind us of the beautiful crown style with those who have developed self-control in their characters. Self-control is evidence of nobility of soul and adds a noticeable graciousness to the character. Even as the stately antlers grace the deer's head. The majestic antlers of the deer can also remind us of God's invitation to David to dwell with him in Mount Zion. He promised, "There will I make the horn of David to bud. Upon himself shall his crown flourish." Psalm 132:17-18. The scriptures also teach us how our characters or crowns can grow in beauty. He hath dispersed, he hath given to the poor. His righteousness endure forever. His horn shall be exalted with honor. Psalm 112:9. The antlers are bones growing out of the deer's skull. This hard bone is made with sharp points and becomes a dangerous weapon. Antlers are like antlers are a little like horns. In the Bible, horns are used as a symbol of power. Jeremiah 48:25. Male deer use their antlers to fight other males during mating season or for the leadership of a herd. The fight is more like a pushing and shoving contest between males. It is rare that a deer would use its antlers to slash another deer. Deer living in mild or cold climates lose their antlers before winter and in the spring grow a new set. The way the deer lose their antlers, horns, can remind us of how the wicked lose their characters because they have not built on Christ. All the horns of the wicked also are cut off, and the horns of the righteous shall be exalted. Psalm 75:10. And that's just, reading it again will be a good reminder so you can remember. And on our right, we see a picture of a white-tailed deer. There and above, and around its picture, we see illustrations of what their hoof prints look like. The first one is the running prints. You can see that the two claws are an inch separated from each other. Next to it are the walking prints. And notice that the tip that both the bottom notice that both claws have their two tips on the bottom and the top touching each other. And then finally there are the bounding prints, which means that they walk a little more slowly than at a normal pace. Notice that the bottom tips of the hooves will those look closer, while the top tips of hips are half an inch separated, not like the running prints. And next, so we have another picture of but this is a mule deer, and its scientific name is Ardocoileus hemionus. Says here on the left that male mule deer's antlers, which is right above here, and below it says, why is this called the branch? He illustrated that he is represented as a tree and we are the branches. Well, wait, that's not right. I mean, he is the branch and we are the fruits. But yeah, that's the one. Anyway, continuing, the antlers of deer give them a noble, dignified look. They are like their crown, which awaits all those who practice self-control. In the diagram, we see the males have large pointed antlers, smaller than a white-tailed deer, but they have very large ears, larger than a white-tailed deer. And they also have a large tail with a black tip, very long legs, and split-hooved feet. The diagram is taken from the website www.exploringnature.org, copyright Sherry Amsel. And let's share your nature walk experience, dear ones. Let's use our listening ears, little ones. First, we see from our dear sister John and Michelle are sharing their experience in nature during their picnic. It is a pond, or maybe even a. Or even a creek. On the left picture, it says the water flows over large shelves of rocks, making it like a small little brook, similar to the one on David caught, not those five smooth stones, to fight Goliath with. And on the right, it says this pool is about 10 feet deep, has small and large fish in it. Continuing, they also spot a fallen tree from the forest tree, and we see the wood on the inside of it, and on the right is a lichen covering a rock. And we will end their experience with this slide. We see in both pictures, there's of them near the shore, On the left picture above, you see a tree branch, and on the bottom, is a fallen log. And on the right is probably that same log, but we're seeing in near the end of where Tarut used to be, no doubt. Next is our dear brother Joel, who will share his fall color, changing leaf sightings. We all see how beautiful their colors change during this time, and was during this season. On the left is a picture of an ash tree with red leaves. In the middle are oak trees with their leaves changing into orange. And on the right are aspen trees changing gold and light red, I think. Brother Joel, would you like to share experience from these three pictures?
Well, I took these when I was out for a walk, and there's a park that's not too far away, and the colors were just bursting all over. I felt very, very much inspired to take pictures before they all just disappear with the leaves falling off. Many of the leaves at that time throughout the park were still quite strong on the trees, but there were some bursting with colors like these. But a little while after, about a week or so after, a good rain caused a lot of the trees in the area to start dropping their leaves. So this was really...
Next, our dear sister Christina and families, their animal signs. In this picture, we see a black squirrel. Sister Christina, would you like to share your experience from this picture?
This. This girl is... This girl is black. It is different colors of the other ones.
Where is the image?
It's in the leaves in the woods.
We will also end their nature experience on the moon and cloud side. On the left, we see a crescent moon in the dark night sky. And on the right, we see stratocumulus clouds with sunset lying near the bottom. Would you like to hear your experience from here, from these as well?
The crescent moon, I just took a picture of it because I actually was able to look at it. And my schedule is so busy that I don't have the time to be able just to look at the sky since I've moved to Ohio. And then the clouds, I took them because it's the same colors as the trees, the leaves on the trees. During this season, the leaves are turning like a red and an orange and auburn. A few weeks ago, I think I took a picture of a tree that looked like it was on fire. So the sky as well is having the same colors as the trees during this season as well.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much for all the beautiful nature photos that were shared with us. We can't wait to see what the Lord has in store for us to be able to review and share with everyone next week by God's grace. And remember, little ones, than to be the king of a vast domain, oh, we hail in sin dressed way. I'd rather have Jesus than anything this world affords today. Welcome to all the precious family that are joining us. Our opening hymn is entitled He Lives. You can find it in 251 if you have the book. If you would like to share the hymn with us, dear ones, may you unmute your mic to do so. I serve a risen Savior. He's in the world today. I know that He is living, whatever man may say. I see His hands of mercy. I hear His voice of shame. And just the time I need Him, He's always near. He lives, Christ Jesus lived today. He walks with me and talks with me along life's narrow way. He lives, salvation to impart. You ask me how I know He lives. He lives within my heart. In all the world around me, I see His love and care. And though my heart grows weary, I never will despair. I know that He is leading through all the stormy brands. The day of His appearing will come at last. He lives, Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and talks with me along life's narrow way. He lives, salvation to impart. You ask me how I know He lives. He lives within my heart.
Rejoice, rejoice, O Christian, lift up your voice and sing eternal hallelujahs to Jesus Christ the King. The hope of all who seek Him, the help of all who find, none other is so loving, so good and kind. He lives, Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and talks with me along life's narrow way. He lives, salvation to impart. You ask me how I know He lives. He lives within my heart. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, dear family. And we have a correction. The beach photos was taken from a beach called Ona Beach in Oregon. Thank you so much, dear mom. We are going to ask the elder sibling or mommy or daddy, so even our guests, to be able to open our family study with prayer. May you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
Have a blessing, everybody. Thank you, God, for waking us up for this morning. Please protect us. Please protect us. Please protect the word that we're going to be learning. Please protect the people that's here. People that's not here. What is that to the Sabbath? Please protect the word that we're going to be learning. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.
Amen. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, little sisters. The opening scripture to our study today is taken from the book of Mark, chapter 16, verse 7, from the King James Version, and it reads, "But go your way, tell his disciple and Peter that he goes before you into Galilee. There shall ye see him as he said unto you." This Sabbath, boys and girls, mommies and daddies, and also our guests, and in all of the dear brethren that are in other devices, we will continue with our part three of our lesson entitled, "Why Weepest Thou?" in our study book, The Desire of Ages. Who would like to take the following verses, dear one? May you unmute your mic.
Matthew 28, verse 7, King James Version. "And go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead. And behold, he goeth before you into Galilee. There shall ye see him. Lo, I have told you." Matthew 28, verse 8, King James Version. "And they departed quickly from the sepulchres with fear and great joy, and did run to bring his disciples word."
Word. Matthew chapter 28, verse 9.
As they went to tell his disciples, behold, Jesus met them, saying, "All hail." And they came and held him by the feet, and worshipped him. Matthew 28, verse 10, King James Version. Then said Jesus unto them, "Be not afraid. Go tell the
my brethren
that they go into Galilee, and there shall see me, and there shall they see me."
John 20:18, "Mary Magdalene came and told the disciples that she had seen the Lord, that he had spoken these things unto her."
John
20:19,
"Then the same day at evening, being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut where the disciples were assembled for fear of the Jews, came Jesus and stood in the midst, and said unto them, Peace be unto you."
Amen. Good job, everyone. Today we will cover pages 793 and 794. Welcome to all the precious family that are joining us in the room. We are in the Desire of Ages, page 793, continuing. Who would like to take this paragraph, dear ones? Medium, Medium, Mike.
Continuing. Go your way, the angels have said to the woman. Tell his disciples and Peter that he goeth before you into Galilee. As he there shall ye see him, as he said unto you. These angels had been with Christ on as guardian angels throughout his life on earth. Next slide, please. And continuing, they had witnessed his trial and crucifixion. They had heard his words to his disciples. This was shown by their message to the disciples, and should have convicted them of its truth. Such words could have come only from the messengers of their risen Lord. Desire of Ages, page 793, paragraph verse 1.
Amen.
The Desire of Ages, page 793. Tell his disciples and Peter, the angels said, since the death of Christ, Peter had been bowed down with remorse. His shameful denial of the Lord and the Savior's look of love and anguish forever before him. Of all the disciples, he hath suffered most bitterly. To him the assurance is given that his repentance is accepted and his sin forgiven. He is mentioned by name. The Desire of Ages, page 793, paragraph 2.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Good job, everyone. Our little ones are getting older by God's grace. Let's learn our first beautiful scripture song together. They're ones from the book of Isaiah, chapter 41, verse 10, King James Version margin. It was taken from Scripture Song Singer in the section Promises of the Memory Verse CD.
Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. With the right hand of my righteousness, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Isaiah 41, verse 10.
We are still in page 793. Who would like to take the following paragraph? May you make your mind to do so, dear one.
The Desire of Ages, page 793. Tell his disciples and Peter that he goeth before you into Galilee. There shall ye see him. All the disciples have forsaken Jesus, and the call to meet him again includes them all. He has not cast them all. When Mary Magdalene told them she had seen the Lord, she repeated the calling to the meeting in Galilee. Next slide. Continuing, and a third time the message was sent to them. After he had ascended to the Father, Jesus appeared to the other women, saying, all hail, And they came and held him by his feet and worshipped him. Then said Jesus unto them, Be not afraid. Go tell my brethren that they go into Galilee, and there shall they see me. Desire of Ages, page 793.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, dear brother. Let's learn another beautiful scripture song. This one also is taken in the book of Isaiah, but this is in chapter 12, verse 2, King James. Also taken from this scripture song in the section Character Building of the Memory Verse CD. Who would like to take the next paragraph, dear ones? Maybe.
Christ's first work on earth after his resurrection was to convince his disciples of his undiminished love and tender regard for them, to give them proof that he was their living Savior, that he had broken the fetters of the tomb and could no longer be held by the enemy, death. Next slide, please, and I'll bubble down so someone else can read.
Continuing. To reveal that he has the same heart of love as when he was with them as their beloved teacher. He appeared to them again and again. He will draw the bonds of love still closer around them. Go tell my brethren, he said, that they meet me in Galilee. Desire of Ages, page 793, paragraph 4.
Continuing the reading. As they heard this appointment so definitely given, the disciples began to think of Christ's words to them foretelling his resurrection. But even now they did not rejoice. They could not cast off their doubt and perplexity. Even when the woman declared that they had seen the Lord, the disciples would not believe. They thought them under an illusion. The Desire of Ages, page 794, paragraph 1.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's learn yet another beautiful scripture song together, dear one. But this one is taken from the book of John, chapter 6, verse 63, King James Version, with margin. Also taken from the same section of Character Building in a scripture singer song memory verse CD.
Spirit, and they are life. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit, and they are life. It is the spirit that quickeneth, the flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit.
We are in the Desire of Ages, page 794. Who would like to take the following paragraph, dear ones? May you unmute your mic.
The Desire of Ages, page 794. Trouble seemed crowding upon trouble on the sixth day of the week they had seen their master die. On the first day of the next week, they found themselves deprived of his body, and they were
accused
of having stolen it away for the sake of detecting
deceiving
people. The people. Next slide. Continuing, they despaired of ever correcting the false impressions that were gaining ground against them. They feared the enemy
and enmity
of the priest and the wrath of the people they longed for. The presence of Jesus, who had helped them in every perplexity. Desire of Ages, page 794, verse 2, paragraph 2.
Amen. Let's learn our last beautiful scripture song together, dear ones. But this is taken from the book of Psalms, chapter 56, verse 3, margin. This was taken also from the scripture song singer, but this section is in the section of patience of the memory verse CD.
What time I am afraid, I will trust in Thee, I will trust in Thee, I will trust in Thee. What time I am afraid, I will trust in Thee. Psalm 56, verse 3.
Well, dear ones, we are going to hold our questions for next week by God's grace in our review. We have come to the end of our chapter in our part 3, dear ones, of our chapter entitled Why Weepest Thou. If you have any questions besides this part 3, you can be able to send it for research. Otherwise, you can hold it to women again by God's grace. The latest to be able to send those questions is Thursday. If anyone of our dear brethren would like to have closing prayer, dear ones, may you unmute your mic to do so.
May we bow our heads on our knees. Dear Heavenly Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy most and holy name. Father, we thank you for this blessed Sabbath day. We thank you for these studies. And we thank you for the participation of the little ones. May they continue. We be blessed and continue to bless us as well. Be with us as we go to the next section of the study. May you be with us continuously, providing the rays of light. Help us that we may catch each and every one of them. Be with the speaker, I pray. Strengthen him, give him the words, I pray. Thank you, Lord, again for your blessed Sabbath day. In no other name but Jesus Christ, our blessed Redeemer. Amen.
In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. Thank you so much, dear sister. So next Sabbath, by God's grace, it will be November 16, 2024. We will have our review of our chapter 82. entitled Why Weepest Thou, Part 3. And dear ones, may you have a blessed rest of your Sabbath. Leaving the scripture and also our quote from our study book, The Desire Ages, but this is page 307, paragraph 1. Of our scripture from Matthew 5:14-15, King James reads, "Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on the candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house." And from our quote, "True character is not shaped from without and put on. It radiates from within. If we wish to direct others in the path of righteousness, the principle of righteousness must be enshrined in our own hearts. Our profession of faith may proclaim the theory of religion, but it is our practical piety that holds forth the word of truth. The consistent life, the holy conversation, the unwavering integrity, the active, benevolent spirit, the godly example. These are the medium through which light is conveyed to the world. May you all have a wonderful rest of the Sabbath, dear ones, and God bless."